Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. October the 19th, fulfillment of God's promises.
All this week, Derek considers the call in Hebrews to be diligent, so as to enter God's rest. Today he shows us why we need to diligently trust God, regardless of circumstances. Most of God's promises are conditional. In other words, when God makes a promise, he says, "If you'll do this, then I'll do that." We have no right to claim the promise unless we first meet the condition he puts forth. We need to see that the fulfillment of God's promises doesn't depend on our circumstances, but upon our fulfilling God's conditions. We must keep our eyes on the conditions, making sure that we fulfill them instead of being influenced by the circumstances that might prevent us from doing so. Let's look at the example of Abraham. God had promised Abraham a son who was to be his heir, but he reached the age of 99 and still no heir had come. On his own he produced Ishmael, but he was not to be the heir. Why did God allow Abraham to reach such an age before he fulfilled his promise? Why does God often allow us to come to a position of seeming impossibility before he fulfills the promises we are claiming? First, we're emptied of excessive self-confidence. We realize that if something is going to be done, God will be the only one who can do it. Abraham's own body was worthless in terms of procreation, as was the womb of his wife. There was no natural way that the promise could be fulfilled. Abraham had to focus his eyes exclusively on God, the only one capable of fulfilling the promise. Second, when the promise is finally fulfilled, all the glory goes to God. Remember, the purpose of the promises is that God may be glorified. When there's a possibility of us doing something on our own, we might be tempted to take the credit. But when we come to the place where we know we can't do it by our own effort, we're exhausted of self-confidence, and all the glory goes to God. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for the promise of entering your rest. I proclaim that the purpose of the promises is that God may be glorified. I shall be diligent. Amen. Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.